Will Henry. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show with Art Bell. The call east of the Rockies, oh, forget it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I east of the Rockies?
Shut up. And thank you and good morning from the Kingdom of Nye. Welcome. We have got a program for you. And we're going to find out what I have been doing while I was retired. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, the designer radio wave repellent hat. Yes? Have you ever wondered how to keep foreign entities from entering your head and planting their ships into your brain so you think you're getting commands from another world? Well, now you can stop this invasion and still be fashionable. You, from Peenemann Enterprises, the designer radio wave repellent hat, made from long-wearing aluminum, allows you to keep the other beings from invading your brain and allows you to look fashionable all at the same time. Yes, if people are telling you what to do, if signals from CIA are bothering you, if Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is trying to communicate, now get the new radio wave repellent hat. It comes in cowboy, fedora, beret, and bowler style. Just imagine you walking down the street wearing a bowler and people asking you, why are you wearing that bowler? And you saying, I don't want people from another planet communicating with me. They'll understand. Sure. You from Peenemann Enterprises. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very interesting time that I have been away from you. While I have been away from you, I had an amazing experience. We will bring in General Johnson James in just a moment to tell you about it. I left the air, as you know, and I was driving home one night. Suddenly I saw what looked like a light. Now, General Jameson, I know you're on the other line.
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Okay. It was looked as if it was coming from the east, approximately, I would say, at the speed of light, if less, with a warp drive engine.
Uh-huh.
And a flying saucer landed in the roadway just ahead of me.
Was it cylindrical? I must know.
It was cylindrical.
All right. Thank you, God. I can begin my calculations.
All right, General, but listen to this.
Yes.
Coming out of a trap door were two beings.
Can you describe them?
Yes. They were about 5'8". They were green, but they were female. They looked humanoid.
All right.
And I wanted to make that very clear. They were green humanoid with blonde, almost platinum blonde hair, and a sort of a Miss Clairol flip. Kind of a...
Was it a page boy?
Yeah, a little bit of a curl. A Sandra D. curl. Well, naturally, they invited me into the spaceship, or was I abducted? I don't know. I have very faint memories. But what I'm about to tell you, General Jameson...
I think I know.
You do?
I think I do, but go ahead.
...is amazing. I was invited into a lounge area. There was music playing. I naturally sat down at a booth and ordered something to drink, and before I went in, I went to the cigarette machine and got a pack of Pall Malls. I sat down in this booth area in the flying saucer.
What kind of music were they playing?
It was a kind of a, if I can remember, it was a synthesized version of I Am a Rock.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes. And anyway, I was there, and she invited me into her quarters. This
green girl with the platinum hair.
Yes, this alien. Female alien. Well, I have got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to me, coast to coast and around the world on shortwave and the internet, those of you listening in the Caribbean and, of course, south of the...
Oh, will you come on and tell us?
Okay. We went into the room and engaged in what I believe to this day to be the most fulfilling interpersonal relation that I have ever had with any human being. It was delightful. Stars lit up in the skies. It was a moment that I will savor forever. The most torrid, passionate, and yet elevated and spiritual experience that I've ever had with any female in my life. And General Jameson, she came from another planet.
I knew it. I knew that was her. What was her name?
Her name was Venetia X-9.
That's the one. Yep, that's the one. And
oh, so you do know her?
I do.
Okay. The problem, though, the story doesn't end there.
All right.
The problem is since that encounter, it burns when I pee, and I've got a green stain down there that I can't scrub off.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is that it?
That's all of it.
All right, good. I'm glad. Thank God you called me. What I need to do is go to Denebia, the planet, and get the soluble anti-green stain removing material.
You have to fly to another planet?
I do. That'll take me just a few minutes, but once I get up there, I can get the antidote. You need the antidote. It's too bad that...
Well, can you imagine having such a wonderful experience and having green staining and...
And it burns when you urinate.
Yes.
That's rough. Greatest sex a guy ever has, and,
I got some intergalactic clap, and I,
Well, she gave me the same thing. And
oh, so you know her.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, I might have passed it from me.
She came from you to her?
Yeah, sorry, exactly.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll take off in the spaceship now, Art.
Well, all right, General Johnson Jameson, we'll take off in the spaceship. You are going to Delbenia to get the antidote for my green stain problem.
That's correct, and the burning when you urinate.
All right, thank you. All right, we will wait for General Johnson Jameson to return. Actually, we are going to get communication from him on the planet. General Jameson, are you there?
I'm here now, Art, yeah. I just landed.
All right, that was very quick.
Right, well... there it happens. Warp speed. I have a warp coil.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Okay, so I'm going over here to get the antidote, and,
Now, where is it?
It's in a store over here, and I've got it. Oh, God damn it!
What happened?
I spilled it all over me. Now the lower half of me is invisible.
Well, what am I going to do? It burnt.
What am I going to do? I can't see the lower half of me. I can't get it in the thing. It's just,
Well, General Jameson, I have told you, it is unbelievable that you even went so far as to try to get this for me.
But as you know, on this planet, it makes the lower half of you invisible. And hold on for a minute. Yes, officer?
What's going on?
I'm being asked to show some identification.
To who?
A California Highway Patrolman.
I thought you were on Delbenia.
I did too, but obviously I wasn't. I was just...
You were imagining it?
Yes.
Okay.
Problem is, I can't find my wallet because I'm invisible.
All right. Okay, General Johnson Jameson, who is completely mental, needs a doctor. He's way out there.
This has been Coast to Coast. God, I hate this job. But I do love my voice.